With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. It is not an ideal afternoon for a hike. It's overcast and cold. Curtains of misty rain drift across the rolling hills at the Soldier's Delight Natural Environmental Area, a state park 20 minutes northwest of Baltimore. But for naturalist Brian McKay, even rainy days are perfect days for hiking.
This is what's called a serpentine barrens, and that means it's underlain by a rock called serpentine, containing the mineral serpentinite. It's a pretty unusual kind of rock.
And it's a pretty unusual landscape that McKay, an author of nature books and retired biology professor, is leading me across. Because the mineral formation is so close to the surface, the soil here is only an inch or two deep, meaning that many plants cannot grow. What grows in abundance here are fields of orange-yellow Indian grass and stunted scrub pines. Amid the undulating prairies and greenish rocks, McKay kneels down beside the muddy path to point to something interesting.
Over here we see some reindeer moss, also known as reindeer lichen. It's kind of a grayish green in color. It's about 2 inches high. It forms a complex filigree, and it's found here at Soldier's Delight. More commonly, you might know it from nature films as being the primary food of caribou in Arctic regions.
He fingers the spongy miniature trees, and he explains that they are not really plants, but a conspiracy of two different organisms.
Lichens are an association of algae and fungi. The fungi supply structure and three-dimensional organization. The algae do photosynthesis and provide sugars to the fungi. So the fungus can use the sugars from the algae to grow.
In other words, algae, more often found in water, makes food for its partner, and the fungi build a house for both of them to live in as a married couple. The appearance of this Arctic odd couple in springtime Maryland is just one of the fascinating facts that McKay describes in his newest book. It's called A Year Across Maryland, A Week-by-Week Guide to Discovering Nature in the Chesapeake Region, published by Johns Hopkins University Press and available on Amazon.com and in many bookstores. In the book, McKay talks about the adventure of hunting for morel mushrooms in April in Catoctin Mountain Park, north of Frederick. In June, he advises readers to canoe down the languid Tuckahoe River on the eastern shore to see mountain laurel blossoms and freshwater clams the size of oysters. He describes the rare joy of eating creamy, banana-like pawpaw fruits when they ripen in late summer along the Siano Canal west of Washington. In September, he advises people to visit Point Lookout in southern Maryland so they can have a chance to see the clouds of monarch butterflies that briefly converge there as they migrate towards Mexico. All in all, he says, Maryland is the perfect habitat for a naturalist because the Mid-Atlantic harbors unexpected treasures in every season.
You can travel from one end of the state to the other in a day, in a car, and you'll see all sorts of habitats. Lots of things to see and do, from barrier islands through cypress swamps, interesting Piedmont areas, the mountains like the Blue Ridge and the Appalachian Trail.
With an appreciation for nature like Brian McKay's, even the rainiest day is bathed in the sunshine of endless wonder and intrigue. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton.